His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story by Ruth Epstein from the Republican American and Sharon, an expected vote to appoint a member of the Board of Finance was scuttled on Tuesday. One of the selectmen pushed to take it off the agenda. It was agreed to only hold the discussion and not take any action. During the Board of Selectmen meeting, Selectman Casey Flanagan, a Democrat, said at a finance meeting in December there was a tie vote for filling the former position to be held until the election. At Tuesday's meeting, the selectmen were planning to appoint someone who had served on the board for 4 years, but did not win in the November 5th election. Flanagan expressed his opposition to that move. In a story in Millerton News, Northeast Town Board appointed former town supervisor George Kay, who opted not to run for re-election in 2019, to fill a vacancy. The appointment was made at the board's monthly meeting. Kay will serve on the board until the end of 2020. And from the Millerton News, after defending its decision to install an LED sign at its Route 44 post home last October, the Millerton American Legion Post approached the Northeast Town Board on Thursday with a proposal to include a section on LED community message boards in the town's new sign law. Currently, such signs are not permitted in the Boulevard District, which is where Post 178 is located. The Legion installed the illegal sign last year without a permit and has since been asking the town to consider reversing its law to make the sign legal. In an article from this week's Poughkeepsie Journal, Mark Molinaro will not challenge Democratic Representative Antonio Delgado at the ballot box this year. Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive who ran for governor in 2018, has been weighing a run for Congress against the freshman Democrat, who will be seeking a second two-year term in November. But he ultimately decided against it, despite encouragement from the state Republican Party and some county GOP leaders. The wide-ranging 19th congressional district stretches from much of the Catskills and the Hudson Valley, as well as the eastern edge of the southern tier. Patrons and visitors to the Kent Memorial Library in the new year should be aware the Main Street Library is temporarily closed to renovations for 1 month, but a temporary location is up and running on the Kent Green. Street location will be closed for the work, and temporary library location will be open at 19 and 23 Kent Green Boulevard for a few weeks. Leonard Morales on piano on the Hotchkiss School at the Esther Eastman Music Center. It is free and open to the public. The movie house's second screening of 1,000 Pieces of Gold that was originally scheduled for Saturday the 18th has been rescheduled. It will now take place on Saturday, January 25th, still at 7 p.m. After the film, both days, celebrated filmmaker and screenwriter Anne Makepeace will conduct an audience Q&A. The D.M. Hunt Library, 63 Main Street, is hosting a reception with refreshments on January 18th from 4 till 6 p.m. for a walkthrough, an exhibition of paintings and drawings by Rena Fine Art. That'll be on display through February the 8th. The Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series presents Duck Soup on the 18th. The 1933 Marx Brothers classic of wacky slapstick comedy will be shown at 4 p.m. Suggested donation, $5 per person. The Immunity Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday the 19th, 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs and egg-style hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Meanwhile, the Interlaken Inn fundraising brunch kicks off with the benefiting of the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Galapagos Islands trip. It'll be held at the Interlaken and coming up on Sunday the 19th from 11 till 1. The staff at Housatonic Valley Regional High School receive a 40% discount. Adults $19.95, children 10 and under $10, children under 4 free. This is terrific food and a chance to meet the Chef Dare and Chef Jim and support a wonderful cause. The American Mural Project is hosting an open mill event on Sunday the 19th to view the current mural installation progress. Two tours are offered at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. The tours last about 45 minutes each. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,297.64, the NASDAQ at 9,357.13, and the S&P 500 at 3,316.81. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.